Hi there. Thank you for holding, Tony. My name is Paul. I'm the Regional Pricing Director. Tara wanted me to get on the line, of course, to get you the details of our service, you know, how it works, what's included, answer any questions you have, and then also to apply a reduced rate here, being that it is a young company. Happy Thursday, by the way. How's your day going so far?
So far, so good.
Good.
Thank you.
I'm glad to hear that. Of course. You know, I've got your file here in front of me, and I'm sure that you not only use Google yourself, you're probably also at least somewhat familiar with the local map or that PAC result that pops up right near the top of the page, right?
Right.
Yeah. I mean, that is kind of where we all go as consumers when we need something but don't necessarily know who to call. I mean, you know, we don't call our dad to find out who we should call. We don't use the yellow pages anymore. We Google it. You jump on our smartphone, hop on a computer, type in a couple of keywords. We find someone on that first page. 9 times out of 10, we're going to call and hire based off of what we see on that first page. And for you, especially, being that it's a young company, and congratulations on going out on your own, you know, people will not need to already know the name of your business. They will, though, be looking for tree service, tree trimming, tree pruning, tree removal, crowning, thinning, lacing, whatever they type in, your business is going to pop up. They'll see a .com website, too, that we'll build for you. So they'll know that you do exactly what they're looking for, the type and quality of work that they're hoping to get. When they decide to call you, they're already thinking that if you're available to do the job and your price is fair, they want to hire you for that service. So it's a very high conversion rate. It's pretty affordable, too, when it's a fixed flat rate on a month-to-month basis. You're not paying per lead, click, call, or job. No matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it's a flat rate. As a very young company, less than 3 months, you not only qualify for reduced pricing for the service, I would also want to include a website for you at no additional cost. Again, our job is to keep your phone ringing, not just to list you on the first page, but to give people the reasons to call you. Now, as far as pricing goes, you save $200 each and every single month that you choose to use the service. It is a month-to-month, no-contract service here. Our job is to keep your phone ringing and earn your business 1 month at a time. That 50% reduction in the cost brings your rate down from what would have been $399 to a flat rate of just $199. That $199 would, in fact, be the exact amount. There's no taxes or fees or surcharges or lead fees. Now, Tara did attach the Angie Leads, her home advisor profile that she found when she was looking for your website. That's, of course, a very different service. You pay for every single lead, whether you get the job or not. Is that a service that you're using currently? Are you paying for leads right now?
Well, I turn it on when work seems to slow down.
Okay.
And
so
then
you pause.
It's not something I can
do. You've got jobs.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. I mean, you're obviously, I mean, you have to manage that service. Otherwise, they're just going to inundate you with a bunch of leads and charge you for every single one of them. So you don't have to stop using that service to be a top option on the first page of Google. A lot of my clients, though, I mean, the ones that have a lead-based service, they find that they can scale back on their leads. Most of my clients prefer direct phone calls versus chasing down leads. So you'd probably do what a lot of my clients do, which would be to keep the leads paused even more often. You know, some of my clients will tap their leads at a lower amount. Others will just shut the lead service off altogether. You know, 9 out of 10 buying decisions go to the companies that are on that first page of Google. You'll reach a much larger target audience. More people use Google, obviously, than Angie Leads. You'll also be listed on Bing, the other search engine. Laptop, tablet, smartphone, PC, vehicles with internet access. Any device that accesses the internet, you'll pop up for those searches. Of course, it's not just for Google. Google, Bing, Yelp, Facebook, Super Pages. We create the content the search engine search for. All of that will be talking about your services and your service area and then linking back to that .com website. Now, being that it is a month-to-month service at that fixed flat rate of $199, is that something you would want for the business at this point, greater visibility and calls directly to you?
Yeah, I'd probably prefer that.
Well, I mean, I think most business owners do. Of course, you will get a detailed reporting and tracking system, so you'll be able to see exactly how much work you're getting, where that work is coming from. You'll see the breakdown of the keywords and search phrases you're listed for, how many times you're popping up on that first page for each individual search. You'll know which clients found you from the local map itself, from individual directories, or from your website. Now, most of the time, you're just going to get direct phone calls. Everything has the click-to-call feature. There will, on the website, be a contact form, so people can fill that form out, tell you where they are, what they want to have done, when they want you to come out. When they fill out that form, Tony, you get a text message as well as an email, so you'll always know right away when someone is trying to contact you. And whether they are calling you directly, as they most often will, or reaching out to you through your website, it's still that flat rate. You're not paying extra for those leads either. And then anything they do type into that form will also repopulate right on your tracking and your reporting. So you know how much work you're getting, where it's coming from. You even know who to follow up with. Now, did you have any questions for me at this point?
No.
Yeah, I mean, it's a comprehensive program on our end. A lot of moving pieces that we have to do to get you on that first page. But for you, it's pretty straightforward. Although you do have that detailed reporting and tracking system, we know that some people just ask someone who's never called them before, hey, how'd you hear about me? Where'd you find me? And they say, oh, I found your website on Google. So you'll know that it's working. But, you know, we do want you to use that tracking system. A lot of things you can do there. You can upload photos on your own if you like, or just email them to us, of course. You can print out invoices for tax purposes. Of course, advertising is a tax write-off, so a lot of businesses are investing in advertising or increasing their advertising spending at this point, even just for that reason alone. Now, the website's going to be included, so we'll be able to use any photos that you have right now, not just the initial construction of the site, but the hosting, maintenance, and updating of the site's included. So any jobs we send your way, if you want to take new photos, we can add those photos to the website as well. Now, is it Tony's Tree Service, or did you want it branded as Tony's Tree Service, Inc.? It is a personal preference. I believe it is incorporated as a company, but, I mean, whether you include the ink or not, it's totally up to you. We would want consistency of branding, though. We want it listed the same way everywhere.
Yeah, no, let's do ink.
Okay. I think it actually makes the business look more professional. If anyone asks me what my opinion is, I would always recommend including that. Just wanted to make sure that was your thought as well. So the website would be something like Tony's Tree Service Inc. .com, and of course the business will be branded Tony's Tree Service Inc. The phone number that we're speaking on too, is this the number you want your customers to call, Tony? Is it the business number?
Yeah, the 271.
The 415-271-3111. Is it also a good number for us to reach you regarding your account?
Yeah.
Is it a smartphone? Can you receive a text message on that number?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Like I said, most of the time you're just going to get direct phone calls. When they fill out the contact form, you get a text as well as an email. Now, if it's a business email, we'll list it physically on the website for people to see. If it's more of a personal email, it would be hidden. No one would need to see it, but it would still be attached to that contact form so you can get those requests. And, of course, for longer pieces of information and something we would want you to have for your records, a lot of the times we'll email it out to you. Tony, what is a good email address then either for you or for your company?
Just the Tony's Tree Inc. at gmail.com.
Okay, so Tony's, of course, no apostrophe there. Tree Inc. You said at gmail.com, right?
Yeah.
Close enough anyway to the business name that we can list it physically on the website. And then when we contact you, we do use phone, text, and email, and it's usually the method that's most appropriate to the information we're trying to get out to you. Like I said, for longer pieces of information, we'll email you. But a lot of the times we'll just call you or send you a quick text message. Tony, did you have a preference as to how we contact you? Phone, text, email, any of those, all of them?
Probably just text.
text. Okay, I'll put text preferred.
Yeah.
That's usually what service-based businesses respond with. And you are service-based, right? Meaning that you always go out to the customer. No one ever comes to you. There's no physical address to promote for your business online.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, and I did see the 23 Marion Court. That's actually on the Angie's profile. Is that your residence?
Yeah, that's my address.
It is your address, okay. But you don't see customers come to you. You know, Google knows that most service-based businesses are basically run from the home, run out of the truck. And if you don't see customers come to you, Google doesn't want to list the physical street address because they wouldn't want anyone to drive out there and try to knock on your door any more than you would. You'll just be listed city and state, not even the zip code. And then, of course, with the content that we'll create, we'll get you found through that larger search area. That service area. And then, Tony, what is your last name?
Mendieta, M-E-N.
Mm-hmm.
M-E-N-D-I-E-T-A.
And then, Tony, if you don't have any other questions for me, at this point, I would do a couple of things. One, I would take a look at what we call our client interview calendar. That's to schedule the follow-up call with our technician. You don't have to be in front of a computer for that call, but we are going to want to know things like the hours of operation you want to be listed for, the forms of payment that you accept, any mission statement if you've got one, tagline, slogan, motto, etc., what's unique about your business. If you want, for example, to be branded knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. If you already have a logo, we'll use it. If not, we will create one for you with your suggestions. We'll take care of all of that in that follow-up call. Of course, we'll ask you to email us photos so we can build out your website. The other thing that I'll do, and it's required of us as we are Google partners, is to read what's called a voice verification. It does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is a month-to-month service, that we are, you know, reducing the cost of that service to that flat rate of $199, that we're including the website for you, etc. The voice verification is recorded, Tony. But you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is pretty straightforward. I am required to read it, though, before I can even ask you for any form of payment. But if everything makes sense at the end, we can move forward from there. Is that fair?
Yeah.
Okay. And then give me just a second here to get that set up. Okay, so it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification, Tony. This part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order, for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you want it to appear online?
Tony's Tree Service, Inc.
Perfect. That is exactly how I have that. And then, Tony, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Anthony Mendieta, owner.
Okay.
I guess.
Yeah, sure, of course. And then, Mr. Mendieta, as the owner of Tony's Tree Service, Inc., you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Of course. Of course, you make all the decisions for your company. And then for the billing information that you'll be using for our services, Tony, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, Mr. Mendieta, as you might well imagine, to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you are actively involved in your campaign as well, since it is our job to make sure that the people in your area who need your services are able to contact you directly. We specifically request that you do in fact agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers, Tony. Of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yeah.
Of course. Now, it also says in hiring local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Again, it is month to month. The reason we ask is all of the additional content that we'll be creating for your business. We certainly would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally or even more important, right down to the ink, is that we'll make sure that all of your business information online stays accurate and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are just saying if you decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, Tony, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure that that information is accurate. Mr. Mendieta, that's fair enough, right?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, we'll do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we'll make sure that we build out that website for you. We'll also make sure that no physical address appears for your business online. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically, too. But if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I'm applying here, you know, $199 is a fixed flat rate, month-to-month website included. This next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the setup fee, which I'll actually waive, will be charged today, the 1st of December, in the very reduced rate of just $199.00. Tony, that $199 is a fixed flat rate, meaning it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It is an exact amount. There's no taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees either. The calls come directly to you. Now, this does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, as well as voice-activated searches like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri on a smartphone, etc. In this case, Tony, will also be including a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, and conversion-driven website. That landing page is also included at no additional cost, which again means we will build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you at no additional cost. Now, when the term is completed, the agreement would be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 1st of the month and that same exact reduced rate of $199. And once again, Tony, that rate will never go up. As it is a month-to-month service offered completely at will, that means at any time, for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved, you can stop the service altogether. You can also pause the service, whether you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation, or even pause the service seasonally if necessary. You can do so by simply contacting our client support team. Mr. Mendieta, all that we do request to prevent charges to your next month of service is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Tony, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Mr. Mendieta, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yeah.
Okay. And then, Tony, that does, in fact, include the voice verification. And then that first payment, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover? Tony, what works best for you, sir?
We could do Visa.
A Visa. On that particular card, is it your name, the business name, or both?
That's my personal card.
And is it Tony or Anthony? Any middle initial on that card?
It's Anthony.
Uh-huh.
Just my name, Anthony.
Okay, Anthony, but no middle initial. And then you said it was a Visa
right.
card, so that should start with a 4. They all do. If you want to read that, I'm actually ready. Now you can read it 4 digits at a time, and I'll repeat it back at the end.
Oh, well, let me go get it. Okay. Okay, so it's 4153.
Yes, sir.
4220.
Okay.
8960.
Yes, sir.
And 3743.
Okay, and the expiration month and year?
0625.
Okay, and then the last three digits on the back of the card?
383.
So I've got 383 on the back of the card, and June or 06 of 2025 for the expiration date. And then, Tony, the card itself, was it 41, 53, 42, 20, 89, 60, 37, 43?
Right.
And does that bill at the 23 Marion Court, 94945?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, in about a minute, you'll receive a confirmation email through our automated system, Tony, that does have our client support phone number and the hours of operation on there. But if you do have a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
I don't have a pen on me. I'll just wait for the...
Yeah, the email. You'll get that email in about a minute through our automated system. You can, by the way, reach a live client support agent Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. That is, of course, Pacific time. You can email the support team 24/7, and if you email the support team, they'll follow up with you within the following business day. That email address will be on there as well. You'll receive that confirmation email in about a minute. You'll also receive an additional email. That first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. Now, Tony, there's going to be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by direct text message, and when you receive either the text or the email, please let me know. I did want to walk you through a couple of things there. The only other order of business on my end is to schedule the follow-up call with your technician. Again, you do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. We schedule by the hour, but the call itself takes about 25 or 30 minutes. It does look like I can actually get you in that last available spot at 9 o'clock if that works for you. That's just the first available. There's several others. The only exception, it looks like, might be noon, but we can do any time between 9 and 3 o'clock. So would you want something right away, late in the day, somewhere in the middle there?
What time did you say you had it?
There's a 9 o'clock, 10, and 11, and then this afternoon, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, or 3 o'clock, just not at noon.
I'll do today at 1.
At 1? Okay. 1 o'clock's perfect. It will be scheduled from 1 until 2. Now, the call only takes about 30 minutes, so sometime between 1 and 1:30 is when we'll give you that call and get you off the phone pretty quickly after that. If I'm available when that client interview technician is ready for that call, I'll be on that call as well to kind of introduce you to your interview technician if I'm on the phone, as I do often get just very short notice. Then they'll call you directly on their own, and, of course, they'll be able to take care of you. They've got all the notes and everything like that. So at noon, an hour prior, our automated system will send out a reminder email, and I'm also in a second here going to send you a confirmation, not a confirmation email, calendar invite. The calendar invite is really more for your records. It's going to your email address. It's just going to say local / CIENG. That stands for client interview to be conducted in English. You don't have to respond to it, although many people do, and there's no problem if you do. Did you happen to receive either the text message or the email that our automated system should have sent out to you by now?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got the email.
Okay. You got the email. So the invoice email, of course, says thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below. And then it says please click here to accept the subscription terms. The blue click here is hyperlinked. And if you click on it, it goes to the Local Splash Terms of Experience, talking about the services that we'll be providing for you, beginning with Google Business Profile Optimization on the left-hand side. Is that what you see?
On the email?
Yeah, the invoice email, it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. That blue click here is hyperlinked. And if you click on that, it goes where we need you to go. So we are talking about, you know, optimizing your listing on Google. Of course, we'll optimize that listing on Bing as well. It's one of only 10 out of the people that are using Bing over Google. But there's still a lot of people. We still want you to get found and get those phone calls as well. Are you able to open that up? Is that what you're looking at now?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, the directories are not just Google, Bing, and Yahoo. Like I said, it's almost 70 directories. The landing page is the website that we'll build for you. The hosting, maintenance, updating, all of that's included. I don't want to walk you through everything here, but, Tony, if you scroll all the way down, you'll see a long line that goes all the way across it. Above it, there's just a small box that says, I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the card. We do want you to click on that box. And then in the longer box, the one below the line, the one with the arrow pointing towards it, we want you to either copy and paste or type in your name exactly as it appears. So case sensitive, capital A, capital M, just the space between first and last name. So if you copy and paste, just be careful to not copy a space before or after. But once you've got your name as it appears there, click on the confirm signature box just below it. Now, Tony, that's going to do a few things. First of all, it lets us know that you know that it's month to month, that we've waived your setup fee, that we're including the website. It also allows us to verify that you are an active business in the local area and to do the initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that is already out there is accurate and to fix it if it's not. So it is an important step in the process. You'll know that you are successful in doing that when it asks you for a username and a password. Just let me know when you see that.
I see it now.
Okay. So you can actually stop right there. The reason that you're seeing that is our automated system thinks two things, both that your tracking system is already activated and that you're trying to access it, neither of which is true at this point. We do have to do the interview first so we can create the content for there to be something to track, but in the next couple of days, once your tracking system is activated, you'll receive by text and email both a username and a default password that you can then use to access your account. You can change the password if you like. You don't have to. We know a lot of people never do change it. I can give you the username. That has already been assigned, but the password has not yet. The username cannot be changed, but it's easy to remember. It's the phone number that we're speaking on, area codes included, but no dashes, spaces, or parentheses, just the phone number. So 415-271-3111, that's your username. And any correspondence to the support at localsplash.com email, that's the catch-all for everything related to your account, the email on the confirmation email that you've got sent out to you as well. Just include your phone number or your username, basically the same thing, and then we can forward it out to the right department. When we do the client interview at the 1 o'clock hour, they'll give you photos, P-H-O-T-O-S, photos at localsplash.com if you want to email the photos team directly. But like I said, you can send anything and everything to the support email. Just in case I'm not available when they do that phone call, and of course for your protection in the future, I want to set up a security question and answer. So this is obviously for anyone who calls us and tells us that they are affiliated with Tony's Tree Service. They would need to know either both the question and the answer, or at least the answer when we ask them the question. And then anyone who calls you, this is for you as well. Anyone who calls you and says that they're with Google or says that they're with Local Splash, they will need to know my name off the bat, which is Paul Gordon. They will also need to know both the username, the security question and the answer. So unprompted. Your options for that security question are either your first pet's name or the city you were born in. Which of those would you want for your security question?
The city I was born in.
And then what is the answer?
Greenbridge.
Greenbridge? That's one word. Greenbridge.
Greenbrae.
Brae?
Yeah, Brae.
Oh, gotcha. I thought you said Greenbridge. That's right there in California. That makes more sense. Okay, so I got to type that in twice. So you're all set there. Okay. And then, like I said, hopefully I'll be available when that client interview technician is ready for you. A lot of times I just get like a minute's heads up, so I may already be on the phone. We don't know if it's going to be a minute or 5 minutes or 15 minutes after one. But like I said, sometime in that 1 o'clock hour is when we'll do that phone call, that follow-up call with our technician. Other than that, I want to be the very first to say welcome aboard. Pretty excited to get this going for you, get a website up and running for you, get your phone ringing, and, of course, earning your business just 1 month at a time.
Right. Okay. So...
Pleasure speaking with you. Everything's got sent out to Anthony, but you prefer Tony, right?
Yeah, we could do that.
Okay, I've got that in the notes here then. But Tony, real pleasure speaking with you. I know it's pretty early in the day, but I'm glad I spoke with you. I appreciate you and your time, and you know, I think you've been very respectful of my time as well, and I certainly appreciate that.
Okay. Yeah, thank you. And right. So basically later today, around 1, I'll get a call from you guys.
Yeah, right around 1. I mean, it's scheduled at 1. You know, it might be 5, 10, 15 minutes if they're running behind. But sometime in that 1 o'clock hour, we'll give you a call. Take about 30 minutes of your time. In the meantime, if you want to think about photos that you want to send our way, you know, we want those photos as quickly as you can get them to us so that we can build out your website right away.
Okay, and to what email? To yours?
So you can send the email to support@localsplash.com or photos if you want to email the photos team directly, photos@localsplash.com. Either one is fine. You don't have to send them now, but certainly when we get off of the phone call with that client interview, we would want those as quickly as we can. I mean, if you can get them today, tomorrow, whatever, that way we can get started on that website. It's only going to take us about 3 or 4 business days to build out that website, so the sooner you can get us those photos, the better. Once your tracking system is up and active, not only can you track your success and print out invoices for tax purposes, if you take more photos or even videos and you want us to add them to your website, you can upload them yourself through your tracking system, or of course you can just continue to email them to us as well. Either way, it's not a problem. And then, of course, we'll add that content to your website. There's never any additional cost for us to update the website. Okay?
Okay. Sounds good.
All right. Pleasure speaking with you, Tony. You take care. If I'm available, I'll be on that call at around 1. If not, we'll just have our client interview technician call you directly. But real pleasure speaking with you. Thanks again.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Take care, Tony. Bye-bye.
Bye.